Tomid, Perek Aleph Mishneh Gimel. Notal es ha-mafteach u-posach es ha-pishposh. We're going now from the midnight activity. The middle of the night was already when they started. First of all, the Mishmaris were at night, the Shmiras HaMikdosh, and then the Mishneh Beis Mishu Rotsa Litrim Samizbech was before Alois HaShachar. So now we're still at the end of the night and we're getting ready for the Kehanim to see what's doing in the Mikdosh. They go around and they're Boidik the Matziv before they start the Seder HaAvoidah. Remember that Maseches Tomid is about the Seder HaAvoidah, and that's where we're going. There's a lot of information that has to do with specific places. We already had a Mishnah Aleph, locations of the Shmira, which really we have to know Maseches Midas for. So there's going to be a lot of cross-referencing between the two Masechtas. So here, they took the Maftech. It doesn't say what this Maftech is about. It's really a whole Mishnah at the end of the first Perek in Midas, where there was a Maftech hidden under a place in the base Moiked, which was outside the walls of the Azorah. Uposach HaPishpish, this is something interesting. In the door to the Azorah, there was the big opening, the Shar Godel of the Azorah. They didn't open up. That was only the beginning of the Zman HaAvoidah, which is the beginning of the day. Here what they had is they had a small door in the big Shar. There was a small doorway. They opened that up. V'nichnas mibeis ha-moike l'azor. They went into the Azorah. V'nichnasu achrov u'shtei avukei shel ur biyodam. They went in with two torches. I realize they're going in the middle of the night. That's where we are. It's not the middle of the night. It's towards the end of the night. But they go in. Why are they going in? They're going in, like we said, to be boidik the state of the Mikdosh before the Seder Hayom starts. V'nichlaku l'shtei kitos. The Kehanim that are on the team of Boidkim, the Kehanim that are coming from the Beis HaMoikid, split up into two groups. And Elo Holchem Bachsadru Derech HaMizrach Ve'elo Holchem Bachsadru Derech HaMarav. They split up into two groups going in opposite directions. Achsadru over here, the Rab describes, there was a place that was inside the walls of the Azorah. There were beams that were stuck in to the wall of the Azorah, and on top of it there was a covering. Rav calls it a schach. And underneath those amudim, that's called like a covered outside area, the Rav says that it's called belaz, it's called a porticon. What we would call in English, which is a word that comes from Latin, a portico. It's a covered over area, like sort of an outside porch, but it's covered over. So that was one area of the Azorah. That was not the area of the Azorah where the Avodah took place. It was only against the walls. So they would walk under those covered areas. And what they were doing is they were being baidik of all the klisharas with them. Kaimam, if the whole Mikdash was mesuder and ready to start the day's Avodah. Now we talk about Derech Mizrach and Derech Mariv. So they're going, they're walking in that direction. They would each go in their direction. There was a lishko where the oisei chavitim would make the chavita of the kohen gadol. Higiu elu va'amru shalom, hakol shalom. This was the dialogue between the two kvutzas. Everything is in order. Everything is in order. Hamidu oisei chavitim lasis chavitim. Mishnah finishes off, which is l'chayr not shy to this specifically, is that then they were there, were a few Kehanim Mitoichem, that they would make the Chavitim, they would start being Mechamem, the Mayim, for making the dough the way it has to be made, l'fi the specification of the Milchas Chavitim. Now, the place where the Oisei Chavitim would work was on the Tzad HaMizrach. So it was actually quite a bit closer for one of the Kites HaBoidkim than the other. One had to wait for the other. They didn't get there equally. But that's what they would do. They would meet over there. It doesn't say why they would meet over there. That was the place. Let's point out an interesting discussion that the Mepharshim bring. It's really Gebayit on a Gemara, Pesachim, and elsewhere. The stummiest of the Gemara, the Mishnah over here, is that this is the way the Bedikas Kli Beis HaMikdash was done. Even Shabbos. One problem. Kehanim walking with torches in their hands. What happened to Hilchos Muktzah? You could say that Tiltul Ner B'Shabbos is only an Isidur Abonon. And in Shvuz B'Mikdash, we have a Mishnah in the end of Erevin and elsewhere that there are very many Takonis D'Rabbonon that was suspended since a lot of takonos d'rabbanan are there to safeguard that a person shouldn't slip up, and the mikdash people are more zoris, mel, they weren't guys in the mikdash. You'll say that over here also, they weren't guys in. L'maisi, when you look at the Rambam Hilchos Beis HaBechir Perches, he says very clearly that in Shabbos the Taka didn't carry torches. They would have to check the clay hamikdash la'or, the neirois that were put there. They didn't carry the avukos, they were put there and they were hung on the walls. Kesemisha just adds that he doesn't even feel that the not carrying torches was only because of an issue d'rabbanan. Their eyes also, you carry a torch, you're going to move the torch in a way that makes a little bit wax drip. That's an issue that could be shaykh to an issue d'raisa. That for sure on Shabbos they didn't do it. Okay, that's a side point. Now Mishnah Dal, Mishnah Zocha Litchum Samizbech, after the Beis HaMikdash is declared in order, the one who was Zoyche to the Trumas HaMizbech, about the pious, who you Trumas HaMizbech? He would go and he would be telling him, he would take ashes from yesterday's Karbonis, Veheim, Oimnum, the rest of the Kana would tell him, He Zoye Shema Tiga Bekli, Ad Shetekadosh Yedecha V'Raglechem Nakir. Don't be Oisik in any Avoidah, where they would say it is, don't touch the kli until your royal avoda. And one of the basic dinim of a kohen b'avodos is that the kohen has to be niskadish yod v'raglov with mayim from that was niskadish in the kir and the kane. The way they told him is not even to touch the kli. That l'chay was only a psasiyogid. He's going to touch the kli. Maybe he'll start doing the avoda and he's not royal l'kach. Be mechal l'avoda. Say to him, don't touch. Varei ha-machta, this is part of what they're saying, is varei ha-machta nesu'un b'mektoye b'en ha-kev shlamizbeach. The machta, which was clear like a frying pan, is put over there, and it's put on an angle between the tzad ha-droymi shlamizbeach with the tzad marovish. The reason why it has to be put on an angle is because dorim and mairiv are not straight up and down, right and left. It's an angle. So mele was put on that angle. Bimarovish or Kevish. That's where it was put. The Mufashim pointed out that what happens if this is the first time this coin was ever Zoich in that pious. Similarly, they didn't know where it was, they had to tell him. Lemaisa, the Mishnah continues, Ein Odom Nichnas Imoy. Nobody would go with him, nobody would accompany him to this place, Ben Amizbechu Ben Ho'olam. You have to understand also, the Azoro was a place that was Miyuid only for people in the state of Tahara. Tomei on any level that goes to the Azorah is Chayav Koros. That being said, the whole Azorah is not Peshavah. There's the Chelik Azorah until the Mizbeach. And there's the Chelik Azorah Beno Ulam Vela Mizbeach. It's not yet in the Kodesh. It's still in the Azorah. But Lamaisa, it's also over there for anybody besides Kehanim, that Roy Lavoida, that's a Mokum of Avoida. It's impossible to go in there. So a Chelik of that is over here that even the Kehanim can't go with him. Ein Adam Nichnasimoy, Veloiner Biyodoy. It was close to the morning already, so one didn't need the Nebiyod. They went, they saw the fire of the Mizbeach, and they were able to go. They were in a place where there was exposure to the Eish that was on the Marach and the Mizbeach. As far as this issue is concerned of Ein Odom Nichnas Imoy, because it's Ben Ha'ulam, Ben Ha'Mizbeach, says a ganze tumul exactly from Vanet Leitzach, where do you know this issue? A kohen is not allowed to go ben ulam ben amizbech except b'shas avoda. So the truth of the matter is that the mafashim say over here, it could be the pshat in the Mishnah is that maybe what Mishnah means to say is that other kehanim that were enam rechutz yodayim viraglayim are takanat roi lavoda. The Mishnah mafurish in the beginning of Kalim that talks about the chilik mekoymoy, so different levels of kedusha and restrictions in each place in the mikdash, mentions that Ben Ha'ul and Ben HaMizbeach, only Kehanim Roy Lavoidim are allowed to go, not Bale Mumim and not Prui Roish. They're not Roy Lavoidim right now physically. What about a Kohen that's Loi Ruchutz Yadayim V'Raglayim? He's also not Roy Lavoidim. But a Kohen Shaloi B'Shah Savoidim, it's talking not so clear. So that's a little bit of a tumble, what it means over here in Adam Nichnasim, if it means nobody, or it means nobody because they weren't Roy Lavoidim. In any case, the Kehanim that were the Boidkim, that were Ruchutzi Yadayim Raglayim, they went. Lohei roi noisi vele shemin es koiloi, ad she shemim koiloi eid she osa ben kot muchni likir. They weren't able to hear, the Mishnah is stamp saying that the first, these are the first Kehanim that Lamaisa washing their hands and feet. And there was no koil nikur that this is what they were doing. It means it was a separation. The kahanim that were left behind, not the ones that were zoche b'payis, were on the mizrach of the mizbeach. The chelik which is ben ha-mizbeach ben ha-ulam, remember that the chelik ha-yoysim ha-kudish, the kodesh, and then the kodesh ha-kadosh were on the tzad ha-mairiv of the beis ha-mikdosh. So ben ha-ulam or ben ha-mizbeach was on the tzad mairiv of the mizbeach. The kahanim couldn't see and they couldn't hear those kahanim. When they heard, and they were able to at least hear what they were doing, was only when they got ready to be Mekadosh Yedem V'Raglem. Now, the way it worked was like this. The water that was used to be Mekadosh Yedem V'Raglem of Kehanim, She'nichnesu La'Voido, has to be water that was Mekudosh in Klisharis. It has to be water that was in the Kiyav Ekane. Problem is that water that's in the Kiyav Ekane overnight becomes Nifsal Belino, like all other things of Hegdish that are Oymed Lak, Torah, Lezrika, and so on. They all become Nifsal Belino. Because of that, Ben Katin was one of the families that were Isaac and Avoida, made a Muchne, they made some type of pulley system where there was lowered the water that was in the Kiyor was lowered into a hole in the ground, and by being lowered into a Bar Mayim, they connected the water in the Kiyor to water that's in a mayon that's there, and that's like a mikveh, let's say, of mayim shuvim, with mayim, that natural rainwater. So you make what's called hashaka, and the water is connected, and thereby the water becomes ois mayim shuvim. Over here also, you have that the water becomes ois nifsal belino. It was lowered into the burn, it was only brought up in the morning, so they had to crank the galgal, the wheel, and it came up, that made noise. And then they knew, even the Kohanim that were on the other side of the Mizbech, on the Tzad Ha Mizrach, Vein Oimim Higia Eis, the time has come. The time has come for what? The beginning of the Avodah. Kiddush Yodah V'Raglav Min Akir. And what that means is that now all the Kohanim were Mekadosh Yedem V'Raglav, they got ready for the beginning of the Avodah, and they all wanted to have a part in it. So that's the Kiddush Yodah V'Raglav Min Akir. Notal. He is already to say that the Trum Sadash himself, Machta Sakesav Allah Rosh Mizbech, he took a Machta made out of silver. He went up to the top of Mizbech, Upinus Hagcholim Helech Vehelech. He moved the coals off the Rosh Mizbech, off the place where they were gathered, to one side to the other side. Choso, he picked up in the Machta, in the pan, Minhuamu Kolos, he picked up from the Gacholim, from the coals that were already consumed. And the Pnimian are the ones that are close to the fire, so they're the most consumed. And that's where they were mamish, they were ois coals that were turned kamar into Efer, into Deshen. So that's where they took the Trumas HaDeshen from. They didn't want to take from what wasn't consumed yet. They took from that which was already pretty much turned to ashes anyways. V'yorad, he went down from the Zvech, he gil a Ritzbah, he got to the Ritzbah Sazara. Hovach has pun of Letzofen. Remember that the Ritzbah klape, the Kevesh, or the Mizbeach, klape the Mizbeach itself, the Kevesh points in a Dorim Dika direction. So now he's coming down the Kevesh, he's facing the Dorim, he turns around towards the Tzofen. Holach le Mizrach, he goes to the Mizrach shel Kevesh, Be'eser Amos, he goes like 10 Amos. He walked alongside the side when he was facing Tzofon. He walked 10 Amos. He walked 10 Amos. The Ma'is is Azai. The Kevesh is 31 Amos long. 31 Amos away from the wall. That means the length, the Kevesh went down 31 Amos. If you're measuring on the floor where the edge of the Kevesh was, not the length of the Kevesh, so it's going to be longer, because it has to angle all the way up. So Lamaisa, when he walked 10 Amos back alongside the Kevesh, see, he was now by a place of 21 Amos. If the Kevesh was 31, so he's now by a place of 21 Amos from the Mizbeach. And that was the place, the Gemara learns it out, because it says twice, for some Eitzel HaMizbeach. What's Eitzel HaMizbeach? It's on that side. So it's like Chol Magabi HaRitzvah. He made a pile of the Cholim of the Ritzvah, Rochuk min HaKevesh, Shloisha Tvachim, a slight distance, somewhere 8 Tzalam is back, not right by the wall, Shalish Tvachim away. That was the place where certain psoilusin of the Karbonos, the deshen of the Karbonos, it's the muras oif, is the chelik of the oif that was not put on the mizbech, because the chelik of the achila of the oif, that's not put on the mizbech, and also the dishon of the mizbech apnimi, the dishon of the mizbech hazov from the keteris, and the dishon of the menorah, all that was put over there, and lamaisa was nivla in the azor derech neis, as I stated. So that's the basic first part of the Trumas HaLeshen, which brings up then the rest of the day, the Seder HaAvodah.